back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Got a new girl. Question just came up. How did we get Larry Wirt and Jerry Reinsdorf on this show? And I think it was Dave. What was your theory, Dave?
I think they thought they were on another station.
That's probably it. What? Cochran Show? Why would we do Cochran Show?
Steve, nice get.
Yeah. John Williams is here, and you're here, John, this afternoon at 1. I didn't ask you yet. You got something you want to plug in particular?
Wow. Come back to me in about 30 seconds on that.
One of Chicago's great people here in studio, the legend, Elmwood Park Mayor Angelo Skip Saviano. What's up, Skip?
Thanks, Steve.
Good to see you, man.
Great to see you guys. I have just one question before we get started. When does Andrea sleep? Because I see her here every morning. I see her on the weekends on
TV.
WGN.
Yeah.
It's amazing the schedule you keep.
Oh, that's why she knows everyone in Chicago. Well, who are you talking about? You know everybody in Chicago.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
That's why I'm coming to your place for lunch. Thanks for bringing us lunch.
It is restaurant week. This is the first one, isn't it?
This is the first one we've established in Elmwood Park, kind of tagging on with the Chicago Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
We start tomorrow. It goes to the 25th. Our restaurant scene in Elmwood Park has transformed into something that we never really expected. We had restaurants. A couple of notes. Russell's Barbecue since 1930. Jim and Pete's since 1943. Alpine Subs since 1955. Elmcrest Banquets since 1929. Armin's Pizza, 1956. Johnny's Beef since 1961. New Star Restaurant since 64.
How about that?
So, and these older restaurants are reinvesting in their businesses.
Sure.
And as a result, we're getting new businesses, new restaurants. Restaurant Row, which is on North Avenue, if you're familiar with it, we have Chinese, we have Cuban, we have Italian, we have Japanese, we have everything you want on that roll, and it's really working.
Well, and the core for a great town is restaurants, and these restaurants have been around forever because that's where they want to live and do business, and obviously been successful. So what do you want to highlight about this week? Well, why don't you just tell us what you brought in?
Well, we brought in a pineapple cheesecake from Vito's Old Italian.
Oh,
in fact,
this is
Larry
so
Wirt's going to be there Sunday for a party. He texted me.
Speaking of people who never go home, I mean, Larry Wirt is out all the time.
Yeah, he's on the street. He gets out there. We have tiramisu from Jim and Pete's.
Okay.
Jim and Pete's just reinvested $800,000 in their restaurant.
How about that?
That's a big plug
deal
for us. We have these
keep cannolis. Holding that up. They'll get it on camera here in a second.
We have these cannolis from D'Agostino's, which is a little cafe on Grand Avenue.
Which is fantastic, by the way. I've actually been there.
Yes.
Andrea holding up the cheesecake.
I have the pineapple cheesecake.
Pineapple cheesecake from Vito's Old Italian.
Careful, Andrea. You're about to let it slip right out of the box.
Oh, no, I won't. Trust me.
You're going to love that. And the sandwiches are from Lolo's restaurant, which is on Diversey in Elmwood Park.
Lolo's, I've got the menu here, pizza, pasta, and subs. And John, I think if you order for lunch, they deliver to you. Otherwise, the people from Elmwood Park generally don't swing by the
There's
city.
Enough food in here I'm not going to have to order, but I will if I need to.
You know what a cool idea, though, because Restaurant Week in Chicago is so big. I think this is awesome. I think a lot of the villages and cities should do this because it highlights not only restaurant, but think about when you get together, you go for dinner, you go for lunch,
well,
or
one,
drinks.
One of the things, in Elmwood Park, we have 25,000 residents, and for the most part, we're a bedroom community. And so we have to generate revenue through sales tax. Our restaurants are big, big engines for doing that for us, so I can keep the property taxes lower. And it works.
There you go.
Well, but, you know, one of the reasons Skip's good mayor is because he had experience in Springfield for how many years?
20 years. I was a legislator.
20 years. Also cooked for every governor that went to jail and the ones that stayed out as well.
Both, yeah.
Yeah. And so you
don't discriminate.
So you know food and you know politics. By the way, what are these little chocolate bad boys we're
those
having over
are from,
here?
Those are from our new restaurant, 18 West, in the Village Circle. That's a flourless chocolate cake, but we put little berries on them so Andrea thought she'd
eat healthy. Yeah, exactly. Right. It's healthy. Well, it's funny, good. Though, because we started with about 12, and Steve's been holding that tray for what, like 15 minutes now?
John took
now
9 of them.
Two down.
Did you share with the whole class, Steve, your theory about food like that?
They're going to say, did he share the chocolate with the whole class?
I think if you bombed the Taliban or Al-Qaeda with chocolate, we could get them super quick.
Yeah.
They'd just be sitting around in their own language saying, wow, are these good?
They'd be doing what I'm doing, going, hey, have you got a napkin? And the next thing you know, an tank rolls down the
street. Got him.
I have to ask if you like to cook. You're,
yes.
So what's something if you just, you know, if you whip up dinner, what would you make?
Well, I obviously a pasta. I'll do a quick marinara sauce with maybe a cavatelli. And
I'm surprised that you know Italian food. That seems odd to me.
I know. I'm trying to venture out.
It sounds good.
I'm actually making some good chicken fried steak now with some gravy and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, look at you, your inner redneck coming forward.
I would love to have some of his cavatelli, but I don't know what cavatelli is.
Yeah, you do. It's the pasta that's the twirly shape, right?
Is that
it's little like dumplings.
Oh, nice.
You know, yeah. Similar to a gnocchi, but gnocchis have potato in it.
Right.
Cavatelli is just lot lighter.
I like
you thought gnocchi was the noise the Affleck duck makes. Yes.
But I like how you say, oh, I just whip up some sauce. That would be like a can, I'm sorry, or a jar.
A jar.
For me.
Yeah.
Whip up some sauce.
Let me ask you a politics question.
Yeah, sure.
I have never seen, I think you and I are about the same age. Mm-hmm. I have never seen in my life an era in politics where it's not about doing the right thing. It's only about being right. Is that one of the reasons you got out?
Well, the last 4 years I was there, which was like from 2010 to 2013, we just couldn't get anything done. It became so polarizing.
Yeah.
You know, as a legislator, I wanted to help people. I wanted to help people who needed help, my seniors, my young people, but also I wanted to bring back pork. I needed to rebuild my streets. I needed to rebuild our sewers, all that, and that just stopped.
Right.
So I felt worthless. Mm-hmm. That's why being mayor now, since I've been mayor, we've paved 70% of the streets. We got rid of all the flooding in the town. It was a flood-prone town. We did a flood mitigation program. That's done. All new lighting. And I think that's why you're seeing these restaurants come in town now.
But see, that's one of the reasons I brought it up, because with the constant harangue here, and it's the right thing, is property taxes.
Yes.
And property taxes are a local issue. So I just wanted to see if you would say what you just said, and that is that you're getting more done as mayor than you ever could with a bunch of knuckleheads who just wanted to argue with each other.
Well, I don't want to bum.
Are you telling me those are my words?
Colleagues.
Those are my words. Is that what you're trying to say?
For the record, Steve Cochran said that.
Mm-hmm. But Elmwood Park is lucky to have you. I mean that.
It's. I'll tell you. I'm in the town 50 years. You know, I know every alley. I rode my bicycle through every alley, every street. I played baseball, all the sand lots. I did everything. And it's real rewarding. It's almost like a hobby for me. I don't get paid a lot to do it.
You got a great Twitter page, too. Follow him at Elmwood PK.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's follow
you. My Facebook, I've got almost 7,000 followers.
You got a big following on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's good friends with Pat Brady.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Brady.
You're in.
Well, I was on the state Republican Party when Pat was chairman, and we took a lot of heat up there, you know, but I think we did a good job.
Yeah, a couple of courageous guys. John, anything for our mayor friend?
How many, as you were talking about being in the legislature, how much of it was the party telling you guys what to do, like we all need to be together on this?
Well, you know what? The party has transformed. It's gone from the center a little bit more to the right. But the bottom line was, I mean, I was always called the rhino. So, and you know what rhino is.
Republican
in name only.
Yeah.
But I was representing the people that elected me. You know, my people are blue-collar, hard-working people. Social issues, they vary, you know.
Yeah.
I was pro-choice, which didn't sit well with people. I like I said, I got the votes for gay marriage. I got the votes for driver's licenses for immigrants. I did the DREAM Act with my fellow Hispanic.
Well, that is a rhino. Nice to be the CEO, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be the boss.
Did you say politician working for the people?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make
sure. That's the part that's really weird. Yeah right. That seems odd to recognize.
A round of applause for that one. Whoop, yeah. whoop.
All right, so for restaurant, for Restaurant Week in Elmwood Park, get a website you want to send them to?
Yes, we go to elmwoodpark.org/restaurantweek.
Okay.
And we've got all the restaurants there. In fact, I got to give a plug. Tomorrow night, we have Elmwood Park Fight Night. We have some of the best amateur boxing you'll ever find. Jesse White is always my guest, and he loves the fights.
Yeah.
We did it when I first became mayor because it's wintertime. We wanted young families to get out of their homes and in the wintertime.
And get together. Sure.
And get together. It's a great time.
Good times. And but you'll take anybody on as well? Final bout?
Well, no.
No,
you
no,
and I are
no,
a little
no,
too
no.
old for that now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's true. Great to see you.
Great to see you guys. Thanks so much.
Skip Saviano brought us in a bunch of food this morning because, boy, do we need it now. Thank you for that. By the way, you didn't give your photographer a plug.
Andrew Mack.
Yeah.
Andrew Mack, our publicist. He does a fine job.
Andrew's great. His dad? It's 9:51.